All right, now, as promised, I've got a list of the 10 smartest things that people are doing right now and the 10 dumbest things. And since we're only an hour and 7 minutes into this, I think I have time to do this. If you want to listen, we're going to talk about that now. If you're out of time for today, I understand. You can stop it here. You got all the news about vaccines and bioweapons and everything else. This list, though, I think you're going to find very confirming of your own activities, because my guess is that most of the people listening to this are probably doing, you know, 7 or 8 things out of the 10 things that are the smart things that I'm going to mention here. And probably all of us know other people who are doing the 10 dumbest things. And you're going to laugh at the list because you're going to say, oh, yeah, I know somebody who's doing that. Probably you're not doing any of the 10 dumbest things, but if you are, this is a good reminder to improve and not do those things. So the context for this is for preparing yourself for what's coming. And in terms of what's coming, I have kind of a big picture, multi-vector concept of that things that are coming are probably going to be more biological weapons being released, economic collapse is coming, you know, strife, chaos, unrest, and so on. So that's the context. Like, think, you know, it hits the fan. That's what I'm talking about here. So here are the 10 smartest things that people are doing right now, in my opinion, and I'm doing all 10 of these things, and probably you're doing many of these things. Here we go. Number one, getting out of high population density areas. Yes, people are fleeing the cities because the cities will be the death traps when the lights go out or the dollar collapses or the economy breaks down or whatever happens. Okay, number two, smart thing, trading dollars for gold and silver or other physical assets. That's very, very smart to do. Why? Dollars are going to be worthless. Dollars will collapse. Gold and silver, being elements like lithium, will never vanish. You take a piece of gold and try to beat it with a hammer. It's still gold. It's just kind of flat gold now. It's very malleable. Did you know you can hammer gold to be only one atom thick? Do you know that? You can make a very thin sheet of gold. Just ask NASA. They've done that. Okay. Number three, smart thing to do, stockpiling long-term storable food. Why? Food's cheap today compared to what it's going to cost tomorrow, and food shortages are getting worse. So that's pretty obvious. You're probably gathering up some long-term storable food yourself. Smart thing number four, acquiring firearms and ammunition as you can, or at least holding on to what you have. Don't let it go. And when you have opportunities to pick up firearms and ammunition at reasonable prices, go ahead and do so. There are, by the way, M&P Shield pistols that are very good pistols that are quite affordable at palmettostatearmory.com. And you can pick up these pistols right now from $399 to like $599. And I just bought one recently. And, you know, M&P Shield pistols, Springfield Armory, they're very high quality pistols. And they're in stock and they're affordable. What's not to like? Pick up one if you don't already have one. All right. Number five, enhancing your nutrition and blood health. And by blood health, what I mean is having the right nutrients and supplements and diet that will make your blood resistant to artificial clotting, because spike protein exposure causes your blood to clot. But if you have anti-clotting factors already in your body, you know, because you're eating fish oil and you're doing some cardiovascular exercise, maybe you're taking nattokinase, you know, an enzyme that improves cardiovascular health and so on. You're doing a lot of good things for your heart health, and you're avoiding, you know, sludge foods, that's fried foods, bad blood foods. Then you're going to be more resilient and more resistant to not just this biological weapon, but whatever version 2 they're going to come up. Actually, wait, SARS-CoV-2 is version 2. Version 3. They're going to come out with SARS-CoV-3, you know, the Dazak special, the Dazak variant, the zombie version. They're going to come out with that, and that's going to be harder to resist, probably. Yeah, trust me, the next one they roll out is going to be the real, the high lethality version Okay. Number six smart thing to do, learning radios and comms and setting up local community-based comms networks. Are you boosting your radio skills, folks? I have to keep reminding myself to do this as well. Do you have your ham license maybe, or just ham skills, operations, know-how? Do you have the equipment? Do you know how to run just like neighborhood radios? Do you know what frequencies are? Do you know how to program your radio and change the frequencies? And I don't know, just basic radio knowledge, short range, long range, and so on. It's going to be invaluable in the days ahead, especially when they have the internet kill switch. Okay, number seven smart thing, investing in homegrown food knowledge, skills, and infrastructure. So, you know, I'm putting together a hydroponic system right now. Be playing with that soon. But I'm also advocating that everybody learn how to grow as much of their own food as possible, even if it's just in containers or windowsill herbs. But we need more food self-reliance. I guarantee you, you will never regret doing this. The more food you grow, the more knowledge you have about how to grow food and how to grow herbs. Remember, you can grow oregano, which is a powerful natural herbal antibiotic that kills, you know, stomach bugs and things like that. You can grow your own medicine, folks, and it's dirt cheap to do it. Just takes time. This is worth investing your time and skills. I bet you're doing some of that right now. Number eight, setting up energy collection and storage systems. So maybe you have a tank of diesel on your property, or you're storing some extra diesel and you have a diesel bug out truck or something, you know, or maybe you've got a solar generator that has a lithium ion battery bank in it, and you can plug in some solar panels and you can use that to charge mobile devices or run a laptop or run a satellite phone, you know, or charge a radio or whatever. That's very smart to do. And I'm doing that myself as well. In fact, I've found a company that I really like on these lithium ion devices. I'll probably review them later in a prepwithmike.com video. And I've wasted a lot of money on crappy lithium ion battery banks. It's a bunch of crappy ones made in China. I found one brand that I like. And you know what? Let me just mention the brand real quick, because I know people are going to complain if I don't. Let me find the brand name here. Okay, here it is. EF River EcoFlow. That's it. EF River EcoFlow. I was just looking at the box. No, they're not a sponsor. That's just, I've been testing a bunch of units. That brand has been working really great for me. And I'll explain that later in my review. It really seems like a good quality product for as long as I've used it so far. Okay, number nine, buying or building non-electric devices that can work off-grid to keep you alive. Do you have non-electric tools? You know, like a hammer? Hammer works without batteries? Yeah, you use your own arm. That's amazing. We're going to have to introduce that concept to the younger generation. Really? What do you do with this hammer? Is there an app for it? No, you swing it. You swing it and you hit something with it. Oh, it sounds violent. No, you're driving nails with it. I don't know about driving anything. Cars are bad, whatever. Get yourself a non-electric drill. It's a hand crank drill. Yeah, you can put drill bits in it. You can drill holes with hand power. Get yourself a good saw, you know, like a carpenter's saw, obviously non-electric. Get yourself some good tools, whatever. You might have to build something, or maybe somebody that you're hanging out with needs to build something or repair something, and you may not be able to count on electricity. Or if you have a big enough solar battery bank, by the way, and you have, let's say, cordless tools, like the Makita brand is a pretty good brand of cordless tools. You can recharge some cordless tools, you know, with your solar power. It's really slow unless you have big solar panels, but it can still be done. So that's another thing to consider. However, if there's an EMP attack, then obviously your microprocessor controlled cordless tools are toast. So you should always have what I call a no-tech option. In fact, I'm going to do a book on this, but in terms of redundancies, I've always said you can have like a high-tech option, which would be cordless tools, that are, you know, that microprocessor controlled. They have built-in LED lights. Oh, look at this drill. I can light up the wall. Then you should have a low-tech option, which might be like a plug-in drill. And then you should have a no-tech option, which requires no technology, which is a hand-cranked, like Amish tools, you know? You know what I mean? Go full Amish, man. You can't go wrong. That's you need to have like a washboard and a wringer for your clothes. That's a no-tech solution. You know, get some clothespins and a clothesline and dry them in the sun. That's a no-tech solution. Everything that you depend on in your world, water, food, shelter, you need to have a no-tech backup solution that requires zero technology, zero grid energy. But we'll talk more about that later. Okay. And then number 10 is preparing a skill set or asset class that can keep you in business after the collapse. What I mean by this is have something that has value after the collapse in terms of barter, because you're going to have to stay alive. You're going to have to contribute something to your community, you know, at the local trading post or whatever. You're going to have to trade people something. What do you have? So if you're, I don't know, if you're like a brain surgeon, it's hard to barter brain surgery. You're walking around the flea market. Who needs brain surgery? You know, and everybody be pointing at somebody else. They do. But if you have a skill like, oh, I can repair boots, that's barterable, you know, or I know how to make holsters and I've got leather skills or whatever your skill set is, or I've got sprouting seeds, or, you know, I can make candles or whatever, have a skill set that you can barter. Like I know how to sharpen knives, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to do. You can have a bicycle powered sharpening stone and you can sharpen knives. And if it goes full Mad Max, you can sharpen people's swords. Ah, ninja sword sharpening day. Here you go. But have a skill set that you can offer other people in a collapsed society. There are people, by the way, who have blacksmithing skills. I'm not even kidding. There are modern day blacksmiths, and I'm intrigued by that. I think that's awesome. There are people who can make horseshoes. Is there a market for that? Oh, you bet there is. In a collapse, going to be a lot of people needing horse transportation. Those horses are going to need some shoes. So, and then the horseshoes need little horseshoe nails. Who's making the nails? Who knows how to make nails? I don't know how to make nails. Do you know how to make nails? There's an art in making nails. Somebody's going to make nails. And somebody's going to make a fortune making nails, probably, in a collapsed society. So you get my idea here. Or maybe you have medical skills. I know how to stitch up light wounds. That's awesome. You can hang out at the trading posts, like, you know, with your needle and your stitches, like, you know, stitches while you wait. You know, one silver coin per wound. I don't know. You just have something that's worth something. And if you're smart, you'll set up right next to the knife sharpening guy, because the consumers get their knife sharpened and they run their thumb along the sharp. Man, that's sharp. Oh, right next door. Hey, you need stitches? We offer that too. It's an add-on service. Yeah, that's called marketing right there. I'm laughing because I've seen people actually run their thumb along the edge of a blade. Like, are you stupid? I'm sorry, but that's not how you feel how sharp a blade is. It's like, my goodness. You lightly scrape your thumb perpendicular to the edge. That's how you tell. You don't run your thumb along the edge. That's a good way to cut open your thumb. Did you know that one of the most common injuries in emergency rooms across America today, one of the most common injuries, and those of you who are ER doctors, you can confirm this, is people who have cut open their palms, slicing open avocados. That's right. They're holding the avocado in their hand, and then they're slicing into it with a knife. And, you know, the skin is hard, the flesh is soft. I mean, the avocado flesh and your hand flesh is soft. So, you know, the knife gets through the resistance of the hard outer skin, and maybe it misses the giant seed inside and just wham, oh, suddenly you've got, you know, Christmas colors, avocado green and blood red all mixed together, and then go to the emergency room. What were you doing?
I was slicing an avocado.
Folks, when you're slicing things, get your hand out of the way. Oh, put that avocado on a cutting board. Slice it downward with your hands above the knife. That's it. Or if you're really paranoid about it, use a samurai sword. Chop that sucker from 3 feet away. There you go. Just thinking, if people who slice their hands open, trying to cut open an avocado, you know, may not do that well in the collapse unless they learn quickly. Edged tool safety, you know? No, when I'm around people cutting things, it actually makes me nervous when they do stupid things. I'm like, don't have the point towards your abdomen when you're doing that. You know, like somebody's trying to cut a zip tie or something with a knife, you know, and they're pulling the knife towards themselves and the point is pointed towards their belly button. Like, you know, when that zip tie goes, your arm is going to like thrust that knife right into your gut. You might want to face the knife away from your abdomen. There you go. So you don't have to go to the stitches booth at the local trading post. Yeah, but then again, we've also probably all heard of people who look in the barrel of a rifle to see if it's loaded. And I'm talking about looking from the exit end. Look closer. You can't even see the round from that end anyway. What are you doing? All right, now that gets us to the 10 dumbest things. And by the way, slicing your hand with an avocado knife is not even on this list, so I guess we'll have to add number 11. But here are the 10 dumbest things, in my opinion, that people are doing right now, and you're going to laugh at some of these. Number one is not a laughing matter. It's getting injected with biological weapons that are called vaccines. That's obviously pretty stupid, and it's kind of suicidal. We know that. Okay, dumb thing number two is installing Amazon spy devices in your home. What is it with people? They pay money to have a surveillance device in their home, and they think it's awesome. Alexa listens to me. Yeah, you fool. Alexa's listening to everything you say all the time, and it's uploading that to Amazon servers that are shared with the CIA. Did you not know that? But again, this is on the list of dumb things. So if you have an Amazon device in your home that's a spy device, what are they? The Alexa, Echo, Ring. Is that an Amazon thing? The doorbell? I don't own any of these things, so I don't know what they are. But there's Google devices, there's Amazon devices. It's basically spy machines for morons who pay to be spied on. Like, wow. Just wow. That's how did you become this person? All right. Dumb thing number three, becoming dependent on medications to manage your biology. Have you ever met somebody who's diabetic and they are eating donuts or ice cream and you say, hey, aren't you diabetic? And they're like, yeah, that's no problem. I manage it with insulin. I'm like, wait a minute. So you have problem metabolizing sugar. So you're eating sugar, but you're just going to manage it with insulin. Why don't you stop eating sugar? And then maybe you won't need the insulin. They're like, no. That's not how it works. It's all about managing blood sugar with insulin. Don't you get it? That's what my doctor told me. Okay, whatever. Why do you think you got diabetes in the first place? It's from eating all the sugar and drinking the okay, whatever. Number four, dumbest thing. Trusting in the dollar or the rigged stock market, you know, putting all your savings in dollars and stocks when the dollar is a fake fiat currency that was disengaged from the gold standard in 1971, right, under Nixon, or the stock market that's totally rigged that no longer has any bearing on reality, you know, earnings per share or profits or revenues or assets or anything. It's just sky-high dream stocks, unicorn stocks, whatever. Give me a break. Anybody who puts all their assets in that not too bright. Okay, number five, dumbest thing, eating inflammatory junk foods when there's a spike protein pandemic. So, you know, you're chowing down on French fries and fried chicken, KFC, which contains MSG too, by the way. And you're eating all these inflammatory foods and you're surrounded by people who are shedding spike protein because they've been vaccinated. This is not a good combination. This is a time to have healthy blood. So just eating junk food is a stupid thing to do. That's especially now. All right. Dumb thing number six, using Google anything, Gmail, Google Docs, Google search engine, Google Maps. Don't you realize when you're using Google products, they're spying on you. It's a spy machine. And Edward Snowden revealed that it's a spy machine with a backdoor to the NSA. And the NSA is gathering everything, sweeping up everything. Everything you search in Google. Even intimate things you wouldn't tell your best friend. You know, you're on Google. I always like to use this humorous example. What are the treatments for anal warts? You know, Google's got that. That's on your profile. That's you. They know you have a problem with anal warts. Plus, if you say it out loud, now Amazon knows because you have Alexa there. Alexa's like, the answer to anal warts. More vaccines. No, please. Had enough spike protein for the day. Thank you. But who's using Google? Seriously, who's using Gmail? Google reads your email. There's no privacy there. Who's using Google Docs? I know some of you are still using Google. I know you are because people are still sending me email from Gmail. And I reject it. And I call them up and I say, I don't read Gmail. You need to get a better email service. And they often apologize. I'm sorry, I just need to set it up. And it's like, okay, stop sending me Gmail. If you want to email me, don't do it from a spy hub. Right? I'm kind of blunt with people about that. I admit it. That's okay. All right. Dumb thing number seven, using toxic fragrance laundry products and personal care products. Why would you put poison on your skin? Why would you put like sunscreen containing benzenes on your skin? Why would you wash your laundry in cancer-causing chemicals, fragrance chemicals, and then in the dryer sheets, the softeners, the fabric softeners, and then put that on? Why would you wear cancer? People do it all the time. This is the craziest thing. I still have conversations with people. I'm like, hey, I can, you know, sorry to tell you this, but I can smell from your clothing that you are wearing cancer chemicals. I can smell it from here. And just because I care about fellow human beings, I'm telling you, maybe you should not soak your clothes in cancer-causing chemicals. And they often say, oh, I can't even smell it. Yeah, because you've been inundated with the chemicals. I can smell it, and I'm not even wearing your clothes. I'm just standing here. I can smell it. You're radiating toxic chemicals. What do you think it's like inside your blood right now? It's full of toxic chemicals. That's not very smart. So stop using fragrance products. Okay, dumb thing number eight is watching the mainstream media, which is all just disinformation, brainwashing, psychological terrorism on the part of CNN. Who is anybody actually watching CNN? Or are they just playing at airports and no one's paying attention? Who's dumb enough to watch, you know, Rachel Maddow or MSNBC or late night comedy, so-called comedy, allegedly comedy? It's not even comedy. No, seriously, I don't even get it. All right, dumb thing number nine is caving into peer pressure to wear a mask while you're outside or to get a vaccine just because your friends are. Ami Horowitz did a video recently asking people who are wearing masks outside, like in a park on a sunny day, and he was asking them, hey, what's your thought process? Why are you wearing a mask when the CDC says you don't even have to? You're outside. There's virtually no chance of catching anything out here outdoors. Why are you wearing a mask? And they gave answers like, oh, I'm just used to it. It's like, really? Well, you wear a seatbelt in your car. I don't see you wearing a seatbelt walking around the park. Aren't you used to that? Why aren't you wearing a seatbelt in the park? You know, you grew up maybe wearing diapers. How come you're not wearing diapers walking around the park and a mask, face diaper? You should be in a diaper, a seatbelt, and a face mask, which actually seems like that should be Joe Biden, you know, giving a speech or something. But people gave the funniest answers. Like, oh, my friends wear masks, so I'm going to keep wearing one too. It's like, so your friends are morons, but you're going with the idiocy because you're socially desperate. What? Can't you find friends who aren't stupid? What are you saying about yourself? No, seriously. People do the craziest things for peer pressure. I got a vaccine because my friends got vaccines. Okay. There is a reason why they call it herd immunity. you are part of the herd, that's for sure. All right, number 10, the 10th dumbest thing is believing in false authority and refusing to think for yourself. And how many people do this? Oh my goodness, the majority do this. They just believe in false authority. Oh my God, it's official. Oh my God, it's an authoritative news source, which means they're lying to you. Oh my God, it's been debunked, which means it's true, right? Oh my God, the fact checker said this. The fact checkers are false, fake fact checkers. Think for yourself, folks. Think for yourself, for God's sake, because that's the only way you're going to make it through this. You know, the government doesn't have your interests at heart. The vaccine industry doesn't have your interests at heart. You're the only one who really has your own self-interest, which is why we encourage people to think for themselves. So out of this list of 10 things, the 10 dumbest things, I bet you know people who do all 10. They got vaccinated. They have Amazon spy devices. Yeah, they use medications to manage their biology. You know, they use Google for everything. They love CNN and so on. And they give in to peer pressure, still wearing a mask in their own car, driving around by themselves with a mask in their car. And like, oh, please. I didn't know humanity was this stupid. You know, the quote attributed to Einstein, what's the difference between genius and stupidity? Is that genius has its limits. I think Einstein said that. But my goodness. Now, the people who are going to survive all this are, of course, the people doing the 10 smartest things, right? Get out of the high population areas, you know, trading dollars for gold and silver, having stored food, firearms, ammo, good nutrition, good health, communications, homegrown food, you know, food self-reliance, energy collection systems. I should have put water systems in there too, but this isn't a prepping course. You know, all these things. I mean, just look at the contrast. And it's pretty easy to take this list and you can rate the people you know, or you could even rate yourself and ask yourself the question, how can I be better at surviving everything that's coming? And the answer is pretty straightforward. Follow the list. Do the 10 smartest things and stop doing the 10 dumbest things if you're still doing one or two of them. Just stop doing them. And you're going to be just fine. You're going to be just fine. Now, you're going to be surrounded by vaccine zombies, you know, because most people are doing the dumb things. Humanity has not progressed in terms of intelligence. Let's just be honest here. Over the last, you know, three or four generations, it has gone down like in Idiocracy. And so most of the people around you are not that bright. They're not, they're thinking, you know, food comes from a grocery store. The dollar is money, they think. You know, government is in charge. You know, they think their rights come from government. You know, things like that. They think cities are going to be safe. You know, okay, whatever. They don't even know where things go when you flush the toilet. They don't know where water comes from. Oh, it comes from the tap. Well, how does it get there? Remember that interview? We saw that public relations video of the woman. I think she was like a PR person working for General Motors, and she was touting this electric car, some prototype. I think it was GM. And a reporter asked her, well, where does the electricity come from for the car? And she said, from the building. It plugs into the building. It comes from the building. You know, then the reporter had to be thinking, my God, how do they hire these morons? You know, where does the electricity come from to get to the building? It's a coal plant down the road, you know, 50 miles away down the highway. It's a coal plant. You have a coal-powered car. But these people don't even know that. That's the majority. They don't know. No, our education system has failed. People can't do basic math. They don't understand basic science or, God forbid, chemistry or biology or physiology or anything. They don't know history. They don't know anything. They're just reacting to the messages of Burger King with their transgender chicken sandwiches and the woke-tart Olympics. You know, we are watching a generation of morons who have no hope except for the few within the young generation who follow the 10 smart things. And there are those young people. They're just not the majority. They do exist. They're mostly homeschooled kids, by the way. You know, kids who live in rural areas and don't go to public schools and don't live in cities and so on. Those are the kids that are going to be tomorrow's survivors. So if you're a homeschooling mom, by the way, applause to you. You're rocking it. You're raising kids who are the future of America. Want to congratulate you. And I say moms because it's mostly homeschooling moms. There are a few homeschooling dads, but it's mostly moms. And you deserve a lot of credit. It's not just that you're raising a smart, capable child, but you're really defending the future of civilization, because the public school city kids aren't going to be around much longer. And heck, by the time they all get vaccinated, they're going to be infertile anyway. They won't have offspring. You know, there's a reason the spike protein attacks the ovaries and the testes, all by design. Why do you think they were working so hard on the ACE2 receptor affinity? Yeah. All right, so there we go, folks. Sorry about the duration. Somehow we are beyond. We're at an hour and 40 minutes again, somehow, 3 days in a row. That was not my plan, but this is just what it came out to be. And I tried to move along quickly today, still took extra time. Nevertheless, I appreciate you. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share this information with you. And I hope that you appreciate my effort in working to keep you informed of what I think is the most important breaking news of the day and presenting it in educational and perhaps sometimes entertaining, sometimes satirical way. If you want to support us, of course, check out healthrangerstore.com. We also have there, we have seven treasure mushroom formula in capsules. We have Anato sourced vitamin E, and we have organic lucuma powder, which is a natural plant-based sweetener that people really love in the natural foods industry. We do have some things in stock, although most things are out of stock. We're working on it, working hard. But thank you for your support. Thank you for being you and doing your part to be informed and be resilient and be prepared for what's coming. We are the survivors. We are the ones who will be tasked with rebuilding society after the collapse of this society, which seemingly is not that far off. So I'll bring you another podcast in about 24 hours. And in the meantime, check out other videos on Brighteon.com and watch the articles that we publish at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless America. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.